Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products," I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, one night while trying to fall asleep, she saw a white light. And when she stared at it, she saw the profile of a girl. What exactly was she seeing?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us because we love to hear them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you don't get the commercials, you do get all the advanced episodes, and you do get access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, also known as my sister, is with us today. And so we're recording this on a Monday. So yesterday, I get a call from Kathy, and she's like, "Oh my God, I've got to tell you something." And I'm like,
"Well,
what?"
I was like, she better answer phone. Because I really need to get this out of me because I got to tell her this.
Back to the conversation in a second. If you have not finished your holiday shopping yet, do not panic. There's still time to find incredible original gifts with the help of Uncommon Goods. Yes, uncommongoods.com. I'm Tony Bruschi. I love this site. I love what they offer. It has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only. It's not the stuff you can find just anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers, which I think makes it a very unique site for getting exactly what they say, uncommon goods. So skip the gifts that scream last minute, or this was in a shipping container for the last 7 months coming from some country that we don't know the name of. Go to uncommongoods.com. Yeah, and you can get amazing products, amazing gifts that are high quality, unique, and often, like I said, handmade or even made right here in the U.S. They're the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art, jewelry, kitchen, home bar, Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. I just found the coolest cocktail smoker I've ever seen for making old fashions. I love those. They're my like favorite kind of old-timey drink. And this smokes them. It's really cool. There's so many neat things on this site. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/ghost. That's uncommongoods.com/ghost for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So now I just set that up so you have to tell everybody else.
You know, there can be a sciencey explanation in all of this, and I keep trying to find out, and I'm reaching out to all my sciencey people, too, that think in this logical Spock sort of way that they do, right? I'm not that person. I'm an art person, so I don't think that way. But about 2 weeks ago, I was asleep, and it was almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I was woken up by kind of a crash. And I, sit up. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what is it?" And I look over, I flip on my light. And one of the pictures, I have like a wall that's
kind of
about
a gallery wall.
Yeah, it's got, maybe 8-10 pictures. They're small ones, just kind of arranged together. There's even a clock in the middle of it. It's about 3 feet from my bed, right? Like I can walk through to my bed, and that's the side I sleep on. And a picture had fallen off. So I look at this picture, and I'm like, okay, it was up with those little strips, those sticky strips. What are those called? You know what I'm talking about. And you attach it to the wall with those adhesive strips.
I can't think what they're called, but yes.
You know, I guess we don't have to do a commercial for them, so it's okay. But y'all know what we're talking about. So I'm like, okay, those sticky strips just gave out. I have had it hanging there for 5 years. So I got all the good out of those sticky strips there was. And flip off the light. And in the morning, I get up and I look, and it had fallen down, and it had just gone kind of straight down. it was leaned up against the wall. I picked it up and one of the mitered corners had come apart. So I took everything apart, put some wood glue on it, put it back together, cleaned everything up, checked the glass really good to make sure there weren't any fractures in the glass or anything. Or you guys, I'm a matter framer. I'm an art teacher. I do this all the time.
Right.
I constantly check to make sure everything's right. I've done this forever. We have art shows. It's not uncommon for me to matter frame 60 works.
And I will say you also now know how to hang something because of your experience. Yeah. You're good at hanging art.
Right. And so I have done so many shows and hung so many shows in my life. So in this particular frame I looked at, and it's completely flush on the back, so I can't really hang it with a hook unless I go get one of those sawtooth little things. And I thought, you know what? It lasted for 5 years. I'm going to put it back up with the sticky strips. Only this time I will adjust the strips so they're not in exactly the same place, because just in case that adhesive is goofy or something that was on there. And I thought, I will put it in a new spot. So I adjusted the spots. I adjusted the spots on the wall. Before I dropped the glass in the frame, I really checked it out and to make sure that it could still breathe. Right. You don't want glass to be too tight in a frame. I know all these things. And so I checked it all out, looked good, put the mat in. Everything's nice. It's snug, but it's not too tight. Hang it up. And so then two nights later on Friday, right? Or was it Saturday night? What day?
Saturday
did I call
night.
You? Okay. It was Saturday night. So 2 days after I hang it up, I'm sleeping soundly in the middle of the night. Once again, just about 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden there is this really loud crash, and it's really loud. It was so loud that the first thing I did was turn on the light. I just reached over and, you know, pulled the cord on my light and turned the light on to see what had happened, because it sounded like an explosion. It really did. And that frame had fallen down again, only this time it had fallen with, I can't even explain the force that this thing came off of the wall with, because it's down on the ground, but there's glass everywhere. And you all know that if a frame falls down, most of the time the glass stays in the frame pretty much because it's, you know, inside the edges.
And
right? It cracks and breaks, but it kind of stays in it.
But it also fell on carpet.
And it fell on carpet, right? This had hit with such force that it broke again. Only this time, you explained this to me, it broke in the middle of the frame, not at one of the mitered edges, but in one of the middle. It broke the wood in half. It just broke the wood in half. I've never seen anything like it. I had glass all over, but what made my heart stop was I looked over at my nightstand, and up on my nightstand was glass, and there were these two pieces of glass on top of my Kindle, which is that I use for reading, that are stacked up.
Yeah, one's on top of the other.
And I'm looking at them going, there's no way that glass would shatter like this and go about 3 feet in the air to get, and 3 feet across over to get to my table. It's got to go up 3 feet and over 3 feet to land on my table, and then land in a stack.
And the only way it could,
and they're
land
big
there.
Pieces out of this frame. These aren't little pieces. These are big chunks of glass out of this frame that I think what made my heart stop is it looked as if someone set them there.
Yeah.
And it was so weird.
And like, the thing is if a picture's on the wall and it falls off the wall, the glass would break at the point of impact.
Right.
So the glass would have broken on the ground. But with it ending up on your nightstand, which is probably 3 feet off the ground, 3.5 feet off the ground, it had to have broken above the nightstand, or it would have bounced up onto the nightstand.
And it had to bounce up 3 feet and over 3 feet from where it fell.
Of those. So the only thing that makes sense is it
and
was
land on top of each other once they got
like
there.
It exploded and shot him out. And then they would lay on that. But that makes no sense.
I know. I honestly feel like it exploded. It just exploded on the wall. But what I keep thinking, like, it exploded with such force that it broke the frame in the middle of one of the sides of the frame, not at the corners, but in the middle, and it snapped it in two.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of force, I have never in my life seen anything like that. And I keep thinking, could it have been that there was a fracture in the glass? And I think, but that's so weird because I checked it really good before I put it back in.
But a fracture of the glass, even if it fractured the glass, maybe it would pop. I don't know.
You know, and I keep thinking temperature fluctuations. Could something like that have? But the force with which it did it is what gets me. The other thing that I keep thinking about, too, is the glass that was stacked nicely, laying on my nightstand, on my Kindle, was maybe 10 inches from my head when it shot out of there.
Yeah, that could have landed right on your face.
Yeah.
So how did your son... Because I heard you guys talking about it when I called in over Zoom. You were on the phone. Did mm-hmm. he have any insight?
He's a science-y brain guy.
Uh-huh. He's a nurse anesthesiologist.
Yes, he's a science brain guy. And he's kind of thinking that there must have been some sort of stress fracture in the glass. And then putting it in there caused this pressure to build up. And then it exploded. Which is possible. And I can give all of that. I can say... Could be. I think it landed weird for that, but still, it could be. Nobody's going to explain to me how the glass nicely stacked. And I sent Carol the picture to show her what it
looked like.
Because
I was at brunch with my friend Kyle yesterday, and we were sitting there trying to debunk it. So I'm sending Kathy questions. What about this? And then you sent me the picture. And it was just, it's really strange.
It is. And the way the frame broke, because I sent you the picture of how the frame broke, too.
Yeah. Because the first picture you sent, I was like, okay, could it, because it was all pretty close up, so you couldn't really tell until you sent me the picture farther away. I'm like, could the picture have hit the nightstand on the way down? But it's a good couple feet away. It would have had to fallen off the wall and sharply gone to its left, which makes no sense. That is not gravity.
Well, and the other thing that's weird is it's in a grouping of what, 8, 9, 10 pictures?
Yeah.
And nothing else was amiss. Like, if it's coming down, wouldn't it have knocked some of those down with it or done something, you know, that they were crooked or something?
Yeah, Kyle and I were trying to debunk it, and we were like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like I said, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, it fell down. I'm thinking this is weird. I can't. The force of it to snap a frame in half in the middle of the wood, right? But then what made my blood run cold was when I saw the glass stacked on top of each other. It's as if someone picked up these, and they're big pieces off of this frame. And like, why, if they'd have hit my nightstand that hard, they should have broken on my nightstand, right? They shouldn't have been these big pieces still.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One on top of each other?
So if somebody
pieces are like 8 inches long.
I would like somebody to share, if they got a good debunkable, you know, some kind, write in if you got an idea on how this could be non-paranormal. We would love to hear it. So you could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or find me on Facebook, Carol Hughes or Kathy Gordon on Facebook. We're pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And just send us a message.
Like I said, Okay, I will even say that something happened, built up pressure, and exploded. I can give it that. I can give it a sciencey reason up until these two pieces of glass look like somebody just set them on top of my Kindle.
That explanation of the exploding frame slash glass, because the frame broke, then I would think it would be a lot of small pieces.
It was weird. There were some small pieces that I picked up, of course. You know, I did pick.
But how do they hit the nightstand without breaking?
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
this is, and that's why I was, when I sat there and I'm looking over everything in the middle of the night and I'm going, okay, it fell down again. Okay. You know, calmed my heart and everything. I was fine until I looked at those two pieces of glass sitting on the table, like someone took them together and set them down
to get them out of the way. So after all that, did you get up and watch a Golden Girls or anything? Or what did you do?
I'll be honest with you. I was too scared. I was too scared to get up. I was too scared to go out in the other room. I had a really bad feeling. I had a horrible feeling. And maybe I should have not had a horrible feeling, because maybe something stopped those two pieces of glass from hitting me.
True.
And took them and set them down. Like I said, I felt like it was something else. That I was okay until I looked over and saw that right beside me on my end table, as if something had picked them up and just set them there.
Theories are more than welcome.
Yes.
Please let us know if you have one, because you and I are so not scientifically minded. I don't know how it happens. It makes no sense to me. So all I'm going to do is go as paranormal.
I don't know, you guys. I just know that it scared the crap right out of me. I couldn't turn the light off again. So,
have you had a talk with your house? Like, hey, seriously, that was too
much.
And
it always happens in the bedroom. Now, this has been like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago now. I also think it's weird that they fell off both about 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the
which
night.
Which is like, strange, yes. But it's
why?
Like,
why?
Yeah, but that you could be like, okay, they just did.
Okay, just happened to be that, right? I would say 3 or 4 years ago, I heard a crash. And I went into, and it came from down there. So I go down to my bedroom, and that same grouping of pictures, right? Only this time it was a different picture, had fallen off the wall, but it was a nail that held it up. And somehow it had come off of the nail and it had flown across the room. Like if it had flown straight, it would have flown onto my bed, but it veered to the right. So it went diagonally and landed at, you know, about 5 feet from the foot of my bed. And it landed with such force that it was the metal frame, and it bent the metal frame.
Now, here's a question. You have two other bedrooms in that house. Have you considered moving into one of the other bedrooms?
I have now. I really have.
Because this is the same bedroom that you have.
This is the same one that I have the problems with the things rearranging on my dresser. I've seen the man standing in the doorway a couple times. You know, I have the electronics thing that my Bluetooth speaker won't work there. Works everywhere else in the house, just not there. I'm beginning to think maybe it's a new room. Maybe I need a fresh start in a different bedroom.
I'm just telling you, I would have to take so much Benadryl to ever fall asleep in your house.
Last night, I was just going to Madden. I said, my dog, Madden, God dang, we got to go to bed.
I know. I really don't want to go. And
I'm scared to go there.
Because you're going to drift. As you're trying to drift off to sleep, all you think about is, what if it happens? Is it going to happen? I don't know if it's going to happen. And then you can't ever relax.
I know, right?
And I would say move, but the town she lives in, there's not a lot of options.
No, it's a small town and there's just not anything, you know, available right now. So I'm kind of stuck here for a little while.
So if somebody has an idea on how that could happen, either one of those scenarios, the one with the metal frame or the one with the wooden frame, we would be open to hearing your theories.
Yes.
So Carol Hughes, find me on Facebook. Kathy Gordon, find her. That's a C-A-T-H-Y, Kathy.
Yeah.
Find her on Facebook. Send one of us a message, and then we can discuss it. And maybe help us get a little insight.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got any.
help, you guys. Or if there's anyone that lives in the Southeast Kansas area and needs a new roommate, let me know. That's a possibility.
Or if you've got a house for rent to somewhere nearby, that would be good. Or if somebody knows a demonologist or someone who's got some.
I was scared to go to bed last night.
And it is strange.
Going, I don't even want to go to bed.
It is weird, too, because the house is the parsonage of the church. So the church is literally right there. They share the same grounds.
The church is right next to me.
You ain't getting no protection from Jesus over there either.
No, what's going
on? Come
on,
man.
It's really quite a thing. So anyway, like I said, maybe something protected me, you know, the other night.
That's definitely a glass half full approach. I applaud you on that.
Glass half broken, more like approach.
Well, let's go to a story won't be near as creepy as Kathy's.
No, let's see. I want to hear somebody else's problems right now.
So it says, I've always felt that I had a spirit or something following me around my whole life. Sound familiar, Kathy?
Yeah.
Ever since I was a kid, I've either heard, felt, or seen things that seemed to be paranormal. One of the things that scared me most was when my mom and I lived in Arizona. My parents bought a 4-bedroom house out there, but it was summer, so my dad stayed in California to work while my mom's sister and a boyfriend that I had at that time lived in the house. The house was originally a 3-bedroom home, but years before we bought it, they added an extra bedroom, so that ended up being my room. When we first moved in, I told my mom how the house gave me a weird feeling that something wasn't right. It was a beautiful home, but I knew something was up. I was young, and I think she just brushed it off as me acting crazy or something. Well, a few months later, my mom was at work. She worked the graveyard shift. My sister was asleep, and I was getting ready for bed, but my then boyfriend would come home from work late, and I would have dinner for him. Then I would go to bed, and we all had separate bedrooms. He got home around 1 in the morning. I served him his dinner and told him I was going to bed because I worked early the next day. That's impressive to get up at 1 a.m. I'd be like, heat it up.
I would there would be a note saying, yeah, it's in the fridge. Put it in the oven for 10 minutes.
The note would be like, there's some healthy choice dinners in the freezer. Pick one out. That's me.
There's a Sonic on the way home.
Stop there. Let's see. She served dinner. I worked early next day. Went into my room, turned off the light, tried to sleep. The thing is, I have really bad insomnia, so it takes me anywhere from 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep. In the meantime, I toss and turn. A few minutes later, I was facing my closet doors, which are mirrored, and I open and close my eyes as usual, out of boredom. Well, the last time I opened my eyes, I was about to close them when I realized I'd seen a white light. Now, mind you, our backyard was facing other backyards, so there's no way any car lights could be seen. I opened my eyes again, and right on the corner of my window, and I had blackout curtains as well, I saw a big ball of white light. I opened my eyes as far as they went, thinking, yep, I'm really seeing this. I stared into the ball of light, and I realized there was a black profile shadow of a girl, and her hair was flowing as if there was a fan or something. As soon as I saw that, I was terrified, and I gasped. And when I gasped, that's a hard word to say. And when I gasped, the ball of light started moving towards me. I couldn't believe my eyes, and at this point I was shaking, and the only thing I could think of was to hide under my covers like a little kid would. As I was under my covers, I felt as if someone sat or leaned on my arm, and I freaked out even more. I couldn't believe this was actually happening. I thought to myself I needed to turn on my small lamp next to me and run out of the room as fast as I could. The thought of, well, what if I take my arm out and something or someone grabs my arm? As I'm still shaking under my covers, I said, I have no other choice. I need to suck it up and turn on my light So I reached my arm out and I switched the lamp on, sat up on my bed, and nothing was there. I grabbed my phone, called my then boyfriend to hurry and come to my room and get me out of there. After that, all I remember is him calling and shouting my name as I sat there on my bed, frozen, and tears rolling down my face as I stared into the spot where I saw the black shadow figure of the girl. And then I felt my boyfriend grab me by the shoulders and continually asked, "What happened?" All I managed to say was, "Get me the hell out of here," with tears still rolling down my face. He looked so scared for me, and we went into the living room and I explained everything that I saw and felt. That night we slept in the living room. Well, more like he slept. I couldn't close my eyes after that. I explained to my mom what I'd witnessed the next day when she got home, and for the next 3 months, I wasn't able to enter my room, so I slept in the living room, and whenever I needed something out of my room, either my boyfriend or my mom would go in there for me. Okay, that's pretty terrifying if 3 months go by and you need an outfit to wear, and it's like, go in and get this one.
Yeah.
They'd never be able to find anything in my room.
No.
I've been back in California for a few years now and still seeing or hearing unusual things here and there, but that's the one thing that scared the life out of me that night. Thank you for letting me vent. I really hope I hear some feedback from you on why you guys think I've had some kind of spirit follow me around, or any feedback in general about this incident. Love the show. Listen to it every night. That's from Vanessa. I'll let you start because you happen to be someone who is having problems sleeping right now and being in your room.
With a bedroom. Yeah. You know what? When I first heard you talking as you did the lead in, I thought maybe this would be a case that I could blame on the phenomenon of, I believe it's called pareidolia.
Oh, that sounds like something that would itch.
Well, it doesn't. And I have it to the max, and probably a bunch of you guys do too. But that, like, say you look up in the clouds and you just look at them for a minute and then you see, you know, like Jimmy Durante's profile or something, right? Or you're looking into tiles or something with a pattern and all of a sudden you see, I don't know, Elizabeth Taylor's face.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You can, or maybe you see two people marching, or you see somebody with their arms jumping, or you start to make things out of it. Now, I thought everybody did this. And then I realized that not everybody does see these things. That people, you know, with certain, you know, that are maybe more on the creative end for some reason do this a lot. Where if they, like, if I'm just kind of staring off into space, I'll all of a sudden see something in the wall, right? I can make that happen. And so when you were talking and you said she was seeing this white light or whatever, and then she saw something in it, I thought, I wonder if that's a case of pareidolia. But not at all. It doesn't sound like it was at all if there's this white light and it's floating around the room.
Like, her backyard sounds like my backyard. There's no alley. No, there's no car that can get back there. I have a 6-foot fence. You know, it's 1 acre from my street to the neighbors behind me, their street. You know, so there's a lot of space. So you couldn't see car lights. Now, someone maybe could jump my fence and have a flashlight back there. But also, like my room, she has blackout curtains. Like in the morning when the sun comes up, the top of my curtains, there's light around the curtains, but nothing comes through the blackout curtains. So that white light had to have been inside a room.
Yeah. And it was moving.
So it makes me think it was some sort of apparition that she saw, which was why she was having the creepy feelings about living in the house. You know, she was picking up on something that was there.
It never happened again, apparently.
Doesn't sound like it.
Like, I know she's really scared of a room, but it doesn't sound like it happened in other places in the house.
Do you think that maybe, like, there is something, you know, some kind of spirit in the house and they know who they can connect with? I'm going to guess, right? Like, I can get through that lady because I've done some experiments on her. I threw the picture off the wall. Got her attention.
I'm getting her attention.
She's picking up on what I'm throwing down, and I mean that literally.
But maybe if I throw some glass and just miss her by a few inches, she might notice me.
So maybe it's like that, like the spirit's like trying to get somebody's attention and got her attention, but terrified the girl so much that never tried anything like that
again. That the girl turned it off.
Yeah.
Vanessa put a stop to it.
Shut it down.
I think that's very possible.
I don't know. Or the spirit's like, oh, I totally blew that. Wasn't trying to terrify her.
Like, it seems to be, I get it, because in my house, it seems to be that one area. I don't particularly notice anything in other places. Well, other than I had the red smoke once in the hall. But
you know, it's just red smoke in the hall.
Yeah, I did have some red foggy smoke.
And it was
once,
that one day.
You know, but mostly everything just kind of is contained to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And so that could be the case with Vanessa, too, that she felt safer in the living room and apparently nothing happened again then.
But that says a lot when you're so terrified, you won't even go in your room to get your damn clothes.
Right?
That's bad.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that...
I think it was an apparition.
I do, too. And that That's I think I that think. It terrified her so much that she shut it down and... That was that. It's not going to get back in. But also people who have had those experiences their whole lives are more open to having something like that happen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm sorry that happened to you, Vanessa. And Kathy, I'm sorry that happened to you, too.
Oh, thanks.
But next time you invite me over for like a girl weekend in your town, I'm going to be like, hell no. No,
I'm gonna say,
you have to sleep
in that bedroom because I change bedrooms.
I change bedrooms. Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes. You'll have access to the archive and no commercials. Go through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listening.
This episode is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues.
Cold season has a way of showing up like an unexpected plot twist. Right in the middle of big moments, good stories, and days that are already full. That's why it helps to keep a little comfort close. Kleenex lotion tissues help protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin, giving you the support you need right when you need it. Whether you're commuting, binge listening to your favorite show, or managing a little family chaos, Kleenex lotion tissues are made with coconut oil and aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.